Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning. It is 6:31. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Thursday, August 13th. With Senator Kamala Harris delivering remarks yesterday as Joe Biden's VP pick, President Trump offered his take on her at a White House briefing.
Senator Harris, in her first speech alongside Joe Biden, said under President Trump,
an American dies of COVID-19 every 80 seconds.
The president said she was incorrect, implying that's what hurt her initial run for the Democratic nomination.
She got her facts wrong. You know, she's very bad on facts. She's very weak on facts.
He followed up his criticism, saying the U.S. has done more testing, and that has yielded more confirmed cases of COVID-19. The president said he sees Harris as being, quote, a failure as Biden's running mate. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Health officials in Kansas are warning that the coronavirus is impacting more young people. According to Kansas Department of Health and Environment Secretary Dr. Lee Norman, the state is seeing children as young as newborns testing positive for the virus. Dr. Chris Brown with the University of Kansas Health System said they're seeing an increase in young people needing to be hospitalized because of the virus. Secretary Norman added that low-income individuals may especially be at increased risk for the virus, because they are less likely to be able to work from home or miss work, and they rely on public transportation, putting them in a position of being around many potentially infected people. A trio of former Navy SEALs organized an event to swim across the Hudson River in New York, honoring American heroes.
Bill Brown, Kai Larson, and Mark Ridgway organized the recent event. They tell Fox and Friends Weekend about competing in the swim.
Hey, the swim was epic. The beautiful men and women who did the swim, they did it to send a message. We went to the Statue of Liberty to honor our freedoms and civil liberties. When we went to Ellis Island to honor our nation's diversity and all the men and women who came to our great nation for a better life. We went to 9/11 to honor all the men and women who paid their ultimate sacrifice for our freedom. It was an epic event, and beautiful men and women came together to send that message.
And if you're so inclined to give it a try, they are planning to do it again next year. This salute to service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, now open with safety guidelines. Curbside and carryout are available. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military. Just search the menu on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The top U.S. commander responsible for the Middle East says the threat posed by ISIS has not gone away.
General Kenneth McKenzie told the U.S. Institute of Peace, without sustained pressure, there could be a resurgence of ISIS in Iraq and Syria in a relatively short period of time.
The underlying conditions that allowed for the rise of ISIS remain, and they've been compounded by the physical destruction required to dismantle the caliphate.
General McKenzie said the coronavirus pandemic is also complicating stabilization, along with the malign influence of Iran in Iraq and Syria. Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
Some Wichita public school teachers are pushing for a remote start to the school year based from recommendations from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. Students in the district have the choice to go in person or online. But United Teachers of Wichita is asking the school board to consider changing those plans and to start school entirely remotely. Data from the State Department suggests that Sedgwick County should not fully reopen schools. That suggestion based off the percentage of positive tests during 2 weeks in the county. Republicans likely to stress Kansas Representative Roger Marshall's service on the House Agriculture Committee as he runs for the U.S. Senate. He sometimes calls himself the only candidate who can sort heifers from steers. The two-term GOP congressman for Western and Central Kansas is treating his agriculture background as a major asset in his race against Democrat nominee Barbara Bollier. They're both doctors. She grew up in the Kansas City suburbs. He started life on a farm outside of El Dorado. Marshall and Bollier are running for retiring four-term GOP Senator Pat Roberts' seat. Roberts is the Senate Agriculture Committee chairman. Some experts claim that putting garments over your face isn't the same as wearing a proper mask.
A warning about neck gaiters. Some people, for fashion or comfort reason, are wearing them instead of face masks as protection against the coronavirus. Neck gaiters are often made of fleece. They go around your neck and up over your mouth and nose. Some of them are marketed for sports activity, described as breathable. And that's the problem. Researchers at Duke University found that these neck gaiters are worse than wearing no protection at all. They say large droplets of the virus can break up into smaller droplets as they pass through the material and potentially get picked up by someone nearby. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Taco Bell is serving up a more efficient menu.
The seven-layer burrito, the grilled steak soft taco, and the nacho supreme are among several items that didn't make the cut for what Taco Bell calls a simplified, evolved menu. The Tex-Mex chain saying it wants to ensure an easy and fast ordering experience for guests and team members while promoting innovation at the same time. The change coming as Taco Bell focuses more on digital and drive-thru orders in response to the coronavirus pandemic. The revamped menu isn't all about subtraction. Taco Bell bringing back the $5 nachos box for a limited time and permanently adding a $1 beef burrito to the Cravings value menu. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Let's take a look at that weather forecast here on this Thursday morning. Check in with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We have a lot of moisture that's coming in from the south, a disturbance moving in from the west, and that sparked a few storms off to the west of us. The clouds from those storms could make their way into Wichita, holding temperatures down just a bit today, but we'll watch that throughout the afternoon. Our high 91, partly cloudy 73 tonight, 93 on Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the southeast. It is partly cloudy, 73 degrees here on this Thursday morning. We did have rain and a little bit of hail come through overnight, but that is all way out of south central Kansas. It's moved on up to the northeast and the southeast of our location. 637 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Metallica is coming out with a line of work boots to help trade school students. The rock group Metallica teaming up with boot brand Wolverine for a couple of styles of black work boots with Metallica logos on them. Proceeds from the sale of the boots will go to Metallica's nonprofit All Within My Hands to pay for scholarships for the skilled trades. Hey, it's good stuff. That's a good project there, and it's for a good cause from Metallica getting that done. America's Got Talent has topped the ratings recently, but now faces the absence of Simon Cowell, who was seriously injured in an electric bicycle accident. Cowell, of course, the NBC talent contest creator and linchpin on its judging panel. He underwent surgery for a broken back just before the show kicked off live episodes. Fox News Channel continued its summer ratings romp. Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity's shows combining to hold 9 of the top 20 primetime slots among all viewers on television. Broadcast networks mostly relying on scripted reruns mixed in with reality shows in their usual summer slump. So Fox News Channel is drawing in a lot of ratings here, especially in an election year. It's getting big stuff done. 639 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. It's time to check in and get the great information, as always, during the commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Ted and Jad. There was cash cattle trade in Kansas and Texas yesterday reported between 104 and 105. Now, this helped support the cattle futures as they made new highs for the week and also made new current highs for the move to the upside. Now, the live cattle closed closer to their session highs than did the feeder cattle yesterday. And like on Tuesday, technical and fund buying, along with improved fundamentals, supported the cattle. Lean hog futures yesterday traded and closed mixed. On the close, October live cattle, $1.27 higher, $109.57. September feeders, $1.32 higher, $147.95. And October hogs down 22 at $51.60. Now, Wednesday, the corn and soybeans traded near their lows of the week and closed on the positive side, while the wheat closed mixed. The USDA report yesterday was slightly bearish, but trading did not reflect that. And for the second straight month, the Kansas wheat crop was lowered and is now below 300 million bushels. Rumors of China buying more U.S. soybeans along with short covering is lifting the corn and the soybeans higher this morning. September Casey wheat, 2.5 cents higher now at 4.20 and a quarter. December corn's up 5.5 cents at 3.32 and three quarters, with November soybeans up 8 and a quarter at 8.91 and a quarter. September crude oil trading 6 cents lower at 42.62. December gold's down $7 at 1,942. September S&P 4 3/4 points lower at 33.65 and a quarter. September dollar index 33 cents lower at 93.07. And September Dow Jones futures down 30 points at 27,834. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
During the pandemic shutdown in the spring, I know the demand for oil just dried up. Has the oil industry been able to rebound any in the last couple of months?
It's rebounded, but in some areas it still is not high enough for them to make a profit. And of course, you know, they're also in the situation a lot of businesses are, trying to make up for what they lost when things were at their worst. But as you've seen, you know, the price of gas has came back up. We have seen the price of crude oil come back up, but it's still not up at the areas where they really need to see it consistently.
Have Jad said he heard a little bit of hail overnight when these storms blew through?
Did you? Very little bit.
did anything wake you up storm-wise?
Yeah, about 1 o'clock this morning, and we had a little bit of hail here, and it didn't last too long.
Nope.
And when everything got done with, we picked up almost a half-inch rain.
Yeah, they blew on through, and we got a little bit of moisture, so good enough. Now it's all way east of here.
That's right, and north.
And north, yeah, up by Emporia, it's kind of right
there. Yes.
But it's bowed out of south-central Kansas right now, so we'll move on with our – that'll just make it all steamy once the sun comes out today, right? Yeah.
You got that right.
All right. I'll let you soak in your sauna steam over there in Butler County and get your day off to a nice start. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
That's good stuff. That is the Commodities Update with Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities every weekday morning at this time right here with Steve and Ted in the morning. The upside of a divorce. We'll find out more about that from our money tracker, Don Grant. He'll be with us in studio shortly right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.